And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons with us on the garden program this morning. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country, South Texas, and so on.
And got big thing going on this weekend.
What happened?
This is like a travel show. First of all, on the Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday will be the San Antonio Home Beautiful Show down at the Convention Center.
You bet. Always get some great ideas down there.
You've been hearing, and they got all those folks down there. They even let people in there, like old Beck. He's got a booth down there, and he's giving away that stuff he's putting in the bag down there. Used to be against the law, and now he's selling it and giving it away right there on the floor. But we'll be down there giving a talk on Saturday. And this year, I got my own booth down there.
So I understand that.
Booth number four.
Number four.
Come by and see me. We'll answer any questions that we can.
If you can, you'll make up an answer. Yeah.
And they call it the true green booth or the ABC pest control booth. Now, I don't know why they put me in the pest control booth.
Well, we can think of a few reasons, but...
But anyway, I'll be down there Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, depends on how things go. And we're going to have those videotapes of me down there. You can buy those, see me in person, say, hey, he ain't so ugly after all. I think I'll buy one of those on the best trees for this area and fall gardening and all sorts of things. No telling what we'll have tapes up. The next thing is coming up Saturday, because you'll have to split your time. The Rose Society is having its big hoop de rah down at, they're going to call it Roses on the Riverwalk.
Ooh, that's about a little in his crowd, isn't
it? Well, I don't think they claim him, but he'll be there with some of his little roses, I understand. You know, he needs that fall fertilization program we did on Monday to maybe size those roses up. But anyway, he'll be down there. They're meeting. The reason they're calling it that Roses on the Riverwalk, they're meeting at the Holiday Inn Riverwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's at 212 North St. Mary's Street. Now, the Saturday is the day to go, because they're going to be doing all sorts of ridiculous things before and after. But on Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Rose Show will be open free to the public. Now, if you like roses or beautiful flowers and like to take pictures, they'll even let you take pictures.
Yep.
If you can get Bud a little out of the way long enough, you know, he's over there putting his face under the roses and trying to get in the picture. You know how he is. They will let you in there free and see some of the most beautiful roses in the country.
Great.
And this is the American Rose Society South Central District Fall Rose Show.
Oh,
so you need to participate in both of those. See, what you can do, you come over there and see me and then go to the Rose Show or vice versa. All right, now, what we want to talk about today, our saying is, if you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over?
Yeah. Right,
you gotta think about it. You're gonna have to. You know, and doing what we're talking about today is planting carrots.
Now is the
ideal time to plant carrots, to seed them. Plant them from seed. It's a cheap way to grow carrots. Plant them at this time of the year. And not only that, people say, I've tried carrots, no good. They won't come up. You plant them too early, fool. It's too hot. They don't come up when it's too hot. And if you planted them any day other than earlier than today, it's been too hot. Soil temperature has been too hot, and that's why you didn't get a good stand. It wasn't the old seed. It wasn't that you didn't hold your lips right. It's just the soil temperature was too hot. Next thing people say, well, I planted carrots, but they're bitter. They're bitter.
Yeah.
You didn't plant them at the right time. You plant them in the spring. You plant carrots in the fall, so they develop in the cool of the fall, and they'll be sweeter. Now, we're not talking about this is nothing new. The Vandewall and the Belgians have been doing this for close to 100 years here, so they pretty well figured it out that now's the time to plant. When we get back, we'll talk about some other problems that might occur with the carrots, like crooked roots, which is always a concern to people, and talk about how to work that situation out.
Okay, good deal. Looking forward to it. We'll take a break. Get back to Jerry right after this. Well, Jerry, I saw a story come out of A&M somewhere, I think it's down in the Rio Grande Valley the other day, that they're growing a carrot, and it'll soon be ready for the market, that is a perfect cylinder from top to bottom. It doesn't taper, and it's as big on the bottom as it is on the top.
And that came out of A&M?
Somebody.
And you bought it, didn't you?
Well, I have not seen a carrot yet.
Hook, line, and sinker.
You mean that's not so?
Did I say that?
No.
I didn't say that. I'm questioning it. Why do you try to put words in
the mouth? You're a scientist.
I work for A&M. Would I doubt the integrity of those people over there?
No.
Okay. Quit it.
Carrots.
All right, but I'm telling you, we've had carrots like that for a while. And people say, wait a minute, what about these little carrots that they, you know, a lot of people, and people always call me, where can I get seed of those miniature carrots? Why would you want seed of the miniature? If you're going to grow a carrot, quit it. You know, and people say, well, they're bite-sized. You can harvest little carrots. You can harvest carrots that will be bigger when they're smaller, and they'll be smaller.
You know when they're juvenile.
I know this is a hard concept to understand, but, a lot of people, believe it or not, have worked themselves to death producing a carrot that most of us throw in the garbage. If we harvest it, it'd be too embarrassed to show it to our neighbor. If you want a small carrot, and I'm talking about one that'll give you a mouthful, yet is a small, stumpy carrot, you got Nantes. You can get Nantes carrot. Now, they've got carrots. They've got cherry carrots. They look like a cherry that developed. They've got any shape carrot you want. So that's, you know, A&M's just chosen one. I think what's spectacular about that A&M carrot is the sweetness of it. It's supposed to be one of the sweetest carrots. And also, what we're looking for, the breeders are looking for on a carrot, is one that's orange all the way through. You know, it doesn't have a core that's yellowish. It's orange all the way through. And that's, I think that's the spectacular part, because McReynolds got excited because it's, you know, just as big at the bottom as it is at the top. But they've got all sorts of shy sides of carrots. Now, the ones that have made the winter garden here famous that we send up north all the time that are planted from seed now and harvested. What I like to do is start about first to the middle of October and plant carrots every 2 weeks. And then you'll harvest them beginning in December all the way through to February and March. And the ones that you do harvest in January, February, March will be the sweetest carrots you ever tasted. The main carrot that made Texas famous as one of the sweetest carrot producers in the world is one called Imperator, the old Imperator, I-M-P-E-R-A-T-O-R. It's just an open pollinated, fairly cheap seeded carrot you can get on most seed racks. It's long. The Nantes is a short, stubby carrot, but extremely high quality and sweet. So, you know, you can get them any length and any shape. But the important thing is, regardless, you know, we don't eat a, once you chew it up, it's hard to remember which shape it was in. And, of course, nobody really cares what shape it's in. You go cut it up when you cook it and all that kind of stuff. So regardless of the shape, but the important thing is the sweetness, you know, is the quality. And the best quality are the ones that are seeded now. Okay. Now, a lot of times people say they're crooked. You know, I remember mentioned the crooked root before we took a break. Anything that damages that growing point, like a grub worm, if he chews that growing point off, it'll fork. It'll go crooked. Or, you know, the general and all here, they like those obscene-shaped carrots. And then basically that has to do with something damaging the growing point, a wire worm or something like that. But it still doesn't take away from the sweetness and the quality of the carrots. So plant some carrots now from seed. They won't freeze. You don't have to worry about that. Very few insects and disease bother them, and they'll be the sweetest thing you'll put in your mouth.